always it doesn't. So both factions, .NET and Java, they're progressively finding their component architectures so things can be plugged in, whatever that is. But a lot of people are finding flaws. Like, I can't do this and this because, you know, this is brick walled me and I can't get at the details of this so I can make it more efficient. It takes too much memory and it's too slow, or it doesn't do what I want to do. I can't get access to it. So that's a low-level implementation issue that you can't get at by these companies, and they're progressively finding it. And so these two technologies are focused in different ways to address these issues using these high-level component-based programming languages, you know, that connect these components together. It's really unclear what's going to happen. And these things are used for running banks, financial stuff, database, you know, who knows what that could be. Could be car information, could be medical information. So these things are all critical. This is called application programming. These are all application programming systems. It's unclear which is going to win out because each one has different properties.
Yeah.
Will .NET overtake the internet? No, because they don't have an understanding of the internet. They have a cultural flaw in that the way this corporation is done, they're still, even though it's a large corporation, they're still stuck in this sort of gee whiz hobbyist mentality. It's not a design level, it's not an over architecting level system where it really accounts for how people use things. This is where a company like Apple is vastly superior, you know, at doing, because they really, it's a part of their aesthetic or style of operation, the expression of what they are. It's not a part of Microsoft. The Microsoft products, in general, in my opinion, are pretty classless. They have no character. They're very generic, very kind of business-driven. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, I don't run Microsoft products. It's just, you know, their attitude towards security is completely reckless and deep, clicky misunderstanding of what security is. It's not something you add, it's how you built it from the ground up. And that's design work, you know, how you design a system. Microsoft has never had good design. And because of that, they can't design something that can be used in a general way, in my opinion, that really, I think, really exploits the full possibility of the internet. They've always been a trend follower, never a trend setter. That's always been in the realm of Apple and really open source. Open source is able to express things, and because the open source is basically the internet, there is no operating system that has a one-to-one correspondence to what the internet is doing. As something gets created by the internet, it's incorporated into open source in a rapid way that Microsoft and other companies can't, either because of manpower or cultural or organizational issues. That's something that open source is very strong at doing. Microsoft has a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of internal problems that large corporations that are, you know, sort of pompous and arrogant about what it can do, they're going to have a lot of problem trying to incorporate it and make a coherent product of it. I think coherency is a huge issue in Microsoft products. So, I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion of it. I don't think .NET is something that really understands it. I mean, they did some really good work in .NET. At the same time, it seems to fall short, like with the database stuff, like two-tier and three-tier systems. I don't actually do this kind of work, but with a two-tier system and what they've done, they try to lock you into a particular proprietary model where, you know, you have to use their components in their stuff.